If you opened up your pew Bibles, you could do that now if you want to, but it's John 18, 33 to 37, one verse before that. No, it's several chapters before that, but it's about truth. John 8, 32. This is one of those verses that preachers preach. This is one of those verses that congregations absorb. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And Jesus said here in today's reading, into this world I came to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And one verse later, Pilate says, what is truth? Truth is in short supply these days. The word truth is in the Bible 130 times, or maybe 300 times. Which one is true? Could be either, somewhere in between. There's lots of translations, and truth comes in there about that many times. And that is way more than preach. It's in the Bible about a dozen times. Get a dozen preachings. It's way less than love. Love is over 500 times. And it's kind of the same as money is mentioned in the Bible. Truth and money. Does that mean that truth is way more important than preaching? I'm asking, no. Is it way less important than love? Is it about as important as money? The world doesn't work in those simple terms. Some people might make that leap and use numbers to make it work. I'm not going to make that leap. But still, we do have a question. Truth, what is truth? And I know we grew up, the collective we, and I know we got a wide range, but not a super wide range of ages here. We grew up identifying that there is truth. There are things that are true. There are things that are facts, and we just all accept those, and then we disagree about other things, and we try to figure out how to make it all work. And then come the movies. You want answers? Anyone? What comes after that? I think I'm entitled to them. You want answers? I want the truth! You can't handle the truth. Can you handle the truth? Can we handle the truth? Fast forward a few years and then a revival of it last year that didn't do very well in the TV ratings. The truth is out there. Name the TV show? Yes, The X-Files. Thank you, Sci-Fi Man. The X-Files. You can't handle the truth. The truth is out there. I think, Stephen Colbert hosts the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Several years back when he was still on Comedy Central and hosted the Colbert Report, right? I think that was what it was. He actually coined a word called truthiness. And I think it became like a slang word of the year. And it meant those things which are presented as true but really aren't, basically. If you say it with enough truthiness, people will believe it. Whew. Can truth really exist in 2018, going into 2019? Is there absolute truth? Maybe that's a bigger question, and it doesn't have anything to do with politics, doesn't have anything to do with our arguments. Maybe it has to do more with the search for that which fulfills us. What is true? Is true only what you believe to be true? Is there an absolute truth? Christianity would say, yes, of course there is. Christianity, as it evolves, might say, I don't know. And are we comfortable with that possibility that there is no absolute truth? Dare I even say it? Should I just shut up about all of this because it's making you uncomfortable? What is truth? Pilate asked it. Well, let's go to the prophet George Orwell. George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. See why I called him the prophet George Orwell there? Big picture there. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Except George Orwell might not have said it. It's not in any of the books that I could find. But some people say George Orwell said it. If he didn't say it, somebody really smart said it, and it wasn't me. I'm just quoting it from somewhere. Do we live in a time of universal deceit? Lies, half-truths. They're all through the political process. Lies, half-truths, they're all through the legal process. Lies, half-truths, they're parts of resumes. Lies, half-truths, they're all part of our personal experience stories. Lies or half-truths may be the way of life for all of us. I don't know. I know people like to embellish and keep some things hidden, right? We all do that. This is an example of our church face that we put on. Gotta let you know that I spent the entire week sequestered at home. I didn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. On Monday, I was here. We were doing some stuff. Monday night, it was awful. I got steroids and Symbicort and all kinds of stuff like that. Feeling much better. But it wasn't a great week. Still had Thanksgiving. It was just a quiet Thanksgiving where there wasn't a whole lot of cooking. There was, did you know Whole Foods is open on Thanksgiving? And you can go, and you don't have to go. You can just have somebody go for you, but you can get a sliced up turkey breast from the deli that is sold as Thanksgiving turkey, and all you have to do is heat it up with a little bit of broth and gravy, and then you got Thanksgiving turkey. Not bad. Put on our church face. When I came in today, people said, how you doing? I said, great, doing great. Well, I'm not doing great, but I'm doing okay. I'm trying to get healthy. You know, I've been struggling with health on and off since May. Sometimes I feel great, other times I don't. When I say that I'm doing great and feeling good, is it a lie or a half-truth? Is it embellishing to try to make everyone else feel better? Are we true with our own stories? And now I'm not talking about being true to the point of brutal honesty that hurts somebody. For instance, when you're holding a baby, you say, what a beautiful baby, right? Not, oh my God, that thing is so ugly. No, we don't say that. Babies are never ugly, but right? Sometimes, yeah, but you don't say that. I'm talking about the kind of lies that seek to take things away from others. And maybe I feel great is not that kind of lie, but it's not authentic. But I'm talking about the kind of lies that people rally behind. The kind of lies that people use to destroy other people and other cultures. Lies that people use to manipulate others in order to get ahead. You know, Ten Commandments stuff. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Often shortened to do not lie, but it's about lying to take away someone else's stuff, their property, their money. It's about being in court and saying whatever is necessary to get what they have. It's about swearing something that is not true is true in order to get what you want at someone else's expense. That's the opposite of the definition of truth. So you know what? I think we do live in a time of universal deceit. So what do we do about it? Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, says Jesus. So instead of belonging to universal deceit, how do we belong to universal truth, the truth? How do we listen to Jesus' voice? And what does Jesus' voice say? A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Jesus' words. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone. Jesus' words. You have heard it say that it was, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus' words. Pay attention. And what did Jesus do? We got examples of what he said. We got examples of what he did. He healed people. He fed a multitude. You know, something like 5,000 people who had caravanned to a place where they were going to have a preaching time. And they were hungry. And he said, go away. No, he said, let's feed them. He turned water into wine. Miracle after miracle. And Jesus lived with compassion, kindness, reconciliation, and love. Those are words you would use to describe how Jesus was. how Jesus is. But it's tough to put how Jesus is because we don't have this physical person in our presence. So at least remember what he did, what he said. Jesus lived truth. Jesus lived authenticity. So maybe, is there universal truth? Is there universal deceit? What is truth? Maybe the definition is a little bit elusive, and maybe we could spend way too much time discussing it and then feeling like we had had a great argument, but nothing really got accomplished. So how about just these phrases? Maybe these are good to have an argument or at least a conversation about. Stop lying to get ahead. Stop lying to make your adversary look worse. Stop making stuff up to make yourself appear more powerful and important. Stop pursuing money and power and domination while you're wrapping yourself with a flag or with a cross. And pay attention to what Jesus said. Pay attention to what Jesus did. We're called to be a people of love, acceptance, reconciliation, compassion, healing. So today is Reign of Christ Sunday. Christ is King. Christ is the one we look to. Christ is the one who gives us an example. So what do? We pay attention to the one who is truth. We pay attention to the one who is authenticity. We pay attention to the one who is love. We pay attention to the one who is wisdom. Be truthful, be authentic, be loving. Follow in the way of Christ, and may Christ reign. Amen.